Hello and welcome to the new human, shining light on a new consciousness, bringing awareness to a higher dimensional experience within which to develop a new relationship to our power as divine beings, deepening in the heart and our true connection with the earth, expanding our capacity to serve. I am your host, Deanne Hampton, coming to you from just a magical, abundant stillness in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. We had a little cool front come through the last couple of days. Just Mother Nature and the weather doing its thing, and it's just allowed a little bit of shower and rain to pop the colors of spring and magnify the beauty of the earth just a little bit more than just a couple of days ago. As I've been sitting here in preparation for the show, there's this, it's like a funnel, like a giant cosmic funnel of golden activity, solar light, wide, wide, wide as the cosmos at the top, and just pouring radiance and life and promise and higher frequency. On behalf of our planet, our beautiful radiant mother, and this evolving, changing, greatly changing world and human species. So we're going to invite that golden solar light radiance in as additional illumination for the show today, bringing these light waves and frequencies, light intel into your heart, directly into the cells, expanding your field of light as a remembrance of how very profound your walk on the earth at this time is. There's a bit of a breeze this morning. Some might call it a pretty strong wind up high in the treetops. And so I'm outside at the moment, and we will just monitor that to make sure it doesn't interfere too much with the transmission. But for me, I mean, wind is just presence. Wind is life. Wind is spirit. Wind is magical. So we'll sit with this as long as we can, and hopefully, can you hear that? Lots of presence here, lots of beings. We open our hearts and create a pool of gratitude in welcoming that. Ooh, so let's just take a few moments here to consciously breathe together, unifying our minds, our bodies, and our hearts in the intention of love, of unity, and higher service in our world. As new humans, no matter what the circumstance or experience, we breathe as a way to illumine the present moment. So close your eyes and just bring awareness to this moment. Check in with where you are right now. When you close your eyes, your awareness is wide open. So feel that awareness expand and just tune into, touch the life inside of you with that awareness. Life that connects you to every other living thing on this planet. If you're feeling tapped out and needing to conserve your energy today, place your palms face down on your knees or in your lap. And if you're feeling really open and expansive, place your palms facing up. Sit up really straight and tall. Find the light in your breath. And just begin following with your mind an even rhythm of in and out breath. If your palms are facing down, allow your gaze to look inward with the intention of nourishment and rejuvenation. And if the palms are facing up, look into your third eye, eyes still closed, with the intention of expansive vision and higher mind wisdom. Drink in the third eye stargate like the sun. And breathe. Notice the pause between the in and the out breath. And emphasize that pause for the next several breaths. Filling all the way up with the inhale. Taking every last sip you can, pausing to feel that nothingness, and then releasing the breath all the way out with a pause once again. Just feeling that stillness, that nothingness. The inhale and the exhale equal in length. Breathing in to rise up. Really feel that lengthening. Pause. Breathing out to root down. Anchoring the truth and light of who you are into your body, onto the earth. And pause. The heart center is the illuminator between both the in and the out breath. And so just continue to breathe in this way for a few more deep, expansive, healing breaths. The pause between the in and the out breath is where God and whole universes and your own wisdom can be found. As you deepen your connection to this eternal pause between conscious, equanimous breath, it also serves as a place to let go of your thoughts and habits and beliefs. So just breathe and enjoy the stillness that occurs with mindful breath for just a few more moments. This is a tool always with you, always available to illumine any moment you are in. Use it often. Use it wisely. And finally, find gratitude right now for this day, this moment, this community and family of which you are a part, for the life you know in your heart, and the knowingness that guides your way. Today is Sunday, May 7th. So, a few stories have crossed my path in recent weeks that I feel, if we are listening to energy, remembering how to read and follow energy, because it is a remembrance to help us make the highest decisions for our life, that these simple stories really show the way energy is shifting in our world, in our being. The shift to a new spirituality and a new relationship with power. So I really encourage you, as always, to pay attention to metaphor in these new human transmissions. If you are new to this work and the teachings of this new paradigm of consciousness and energy, the Shining Ones call metaphor the language of the light. The idea that the higher realms use metaphor to communicate concepts to the conscious thinking mind in a more passive, indirect manner, so that the ego is not so keen to block and judge and cast out new concepts and inherent wisdoms. It's kind of like, instead of focusing on a really bright light that is so bright that it blinds you and you can't see anything, to instead focus on the radiance the light casts and what shows up in that radiance. So, and that would be the Shining Ones using a metaphor to describe metaphor. There was a time when the exemplary kind of epitome of spiritual life was the idea of the gurus and sages, ascetics, who leave their worldly existence, renouncing the material world and going into a cave to meditate on the meaning of life. And this is an important aspect of our history as an evolving species. But just to be clear, that is not where we are in today's spiritual reach, this kind of isolation and emphasis on separation. So to kind of close the current chasm between who we have been as a species and embodying the heart and soul of who we are as divinity, the goal of all of our efforts is compassion. Compassion even for those who we feel deserve the least compassion. The shift from a lot of inward focus. Okay, so I'm going to just be peaceful and I'll just be peaceful and try to ignore those that might disturb my peace. The shift from so much searching that becomes more doing while aspects of our lives lack harmony. The shift from seeking outside of ourselves to now turning our gaze and our heart's radiance out into the world. This is who we are now, as an awakened, solar, Christed homoluminous. Moving consciously from the egocentric, carbon-based DNA whose focus is the small self and identification with separation, me, 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 to a very heart-centered, compassionate, moved to action focus of the new human, Christed consciousness and DNA in a way that expresses unity, community, love for creation, and love of source. For lifetimes of being human, if you feel into it vibrationally, we have essentially been climbing up river to discover the source of the stream. And where we are vibrating now in this new solar light and alignment with the new timeline is coming to rest and merge with and embody the source of the stream. Do you feel the difference? Feel that shift in our consciousness and energy and how differently it reflects into our lives? Acknowledging that we are the source of the stream, of the flow of all energy, all shadow and light, goodness and greed, wisdom, ignorance, hate and love. And once we get it truly and begin behaving, living as if it is all us, that if someone or something out there in the collective world irritates or rubs us in the wrong way, there's still something to polish in our very personal day-to-day lives. And then we are shining the full force and power of the light, of truth, into our lives and thus into the world. So, what is Christed Ascension, and how does it make the humanity here now different? What is the something different that's being asked of us as evolving, awakening humans in this now moment within all space-time?